Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Shub, apologies for crossing to you late. I got very involved with the Hagia Sophia Mosque discussion, but let's talk COVID. Prof, good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Most well, thanks, Prof. And we're going to talk today about immunity to corona.
Indeed, I'm glad I don't have to answer difficult questions about temples. This is a much easier one, immunity. Well, I don't know if it's that easier, because we don't have the answer. Maybe that's what makes it easier. You know, more and more people are getting infected. We're hearing more and more people, I'm sure you are, and everybody is in the community. Fortunately, the great majority are getting a relatively mild, maybe a lot of discomfort, but relatively mild, and then they recover. And of course, I'm getting numerous questions. Once you've had the disease, are you immune? If you're immune, for how long are you immune? And how good is the immunity? So I thought I'd just kind of give a bit of a background. Very, very briefly, because this is a very complicated subject. But very, very briefly, you know, there are two arms of the immune system. The one is called the antibody arm and the other is the cellular arm. Now, the antibodies are proteins which are made by the white cells of the body. We call them the B cells or B lymphocytes. They make antibodies, which is a protein which then prevents the virus from infecting cells. And when you get infected with a particular infectious organism, or you get vaccinated, which mimics the infection, the body will then produce these antibodies. And then subsequently, if you get exposed to that infectious organism, then the antibodies will prevent the virus or the bacteria, whatever the infectious agent is, from infecting the cells of your body. That's the kind of basic theory. The other arm, the cellular immunity, is also involved in protecting against infection. Now, the problem with coronavirus are twofold. One of them is a bit too early to tell how effective immunity is, because you often ask the question, can you get a second infection? Well, you know, we've only about, 6 months into the disease, and at this stage, you can't really give any assurance that you're going to be protected against a second infection. That's the one problem. The other problem is that coronavirus, in a way, it's a bit like influenza or the common cold. They're like respiratory infections which don't have a strong stimulation of the immune system to produce those antibodies. You know, it's really the more generalized infections, the measles and those, which produce a strong immune response. With COVID, we're not quite sure yet. It's a bit of both. It's mainly a respiratory infection, but as we've discussed, it also can produce systemic disease as well. So we still need to kind of study what kind of antibody response there is. Now, we do know that people that recover, we can take their plasma, for example, and use it to treat patients. So that's a good sign that there are neutralizing antibodies in that plasma in people that recover. But what we don't know is, first of all, if everybody develops neutralizing antibodies, and we know that a lot of people don't. That's the one thing. We also don't know how long those neutralizing antibodies will last after an infection. So these are still things that are being studied. The kind of practical answer that I give to people to ask, are they immune, is that from a practical point of view, we'll have to kind of say, well, look, because we don't know, you must still take all the precautions. You may get a second infection, and therefore, even if you've had the infection, even if you've had the disease, you must still take all the preventive precautions, the mask, the physical distancing, and so on, as if you haven't had it. Does that answer the question, Sam?
No, it absolutely does, Prof. What's just fascinating, we're out of time, but I see that figures came out of New Delhi last week saying that, right, you know, as many as 30 million people may have had this, half of whom didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's looking at the prevalence. We can maybe talk about that tomorrow, what you call seroprevalence studies.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
And tell us, and what you'd like to do and to tell us.
Also, hi, Professor Shub.
Hi, Kathy, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I can actually hear you pretty well. We've got to wrap up, but I did meet somebody last week who said to me, he had a mask around his neck, and I said to him, put your mask up. And he said, no, he's immune. I said, how are you immune to COVID? He said, he's had swine flu 4 times. And because of that, so maybe at some point this week, we can talk about the relationship between swine flu and coronavirus.
Flu and corona, yeah. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow, the flu and corona, and also the prevalence of antibodies in the population, immunity.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kathy, all the best.
Have a fantastic afternoon.
Cheers, Prof.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
That's Professor Barry Shube.